Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
You say you can't create anything new?
In 1958, Minnesota author Robert Bly published The 50s, a magazine of poetry and general opinion. The first issue bore this challenge. The editors of this magazine think that most of poetry published today in America is too old-fashioned. Among the American poets featured in the pages of The 50s were Donald Hall and Gary Snyder. When the decade changed, so did the journal's title. It became The 60s. Bly continued to write essays under the name Crunk and waded through a mounting slush pile of submissions.
The secret of my endurance.
On July 6, 1966, a letter arrived on Bly's editorial desk. It was from a writer in Los Angeles named Charles Bukowski. In the letter, Bukowski complained to Bly, "Last I heard from you was 5 or 10 years ago, when you rejected some of my poems." Bukowski went on to become one of the biggest and best-known poets of the 70s and 80s. Bly was spending more time on his own poetry and printed the final issue of his periodical in 1972.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.